Buenos días a todos. Esperamos que sigan disfrutando al máximo de esta 21ª jornada del Cine del Mundo, organizadas por la Asociación Internacional de Guionistas y que van a estar centradas en el día de hoy en el continente africano. El conferenciante que nos acompañará en la primera sesión de esta mañana es el señor Oriel Musarurua. El señor Musarurua ha trabajado durante varios años en los Estados Unidos y Canadá como crítico de cine africano y está encantado de compartir su pasión con nosotros. Señor Musarurua, le agradezco enormemente, tanto en mi nombre como en el nombre de todos los aquí presentes, que haya aceptado nuestra invitación. En tanto que especialista en cine africano y en concreto de Zimbabue, país del que es originario, estoy segura de que todos estamos deseando escuchar lo que nos viene a contar hoy. Seguro que no soy la única en admitir que mi conocimiento sobre el tema es bastante escaso, por no decir inexistente. Quedo de antemano agradecida por todo lo que vamos, seguramente, a aprender hoy con usted. Le cedo, sin más dilación, pues, la palabra. Señor Musarurua, muchas gracias.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate your kind words and the consideration offered. As you just mentioned, the general lack of knowledge regarding Zimbabwean cinema is something that I would say happens not only in this country, Spain, or the European Union, but I dare to say applies to most of the world, even on the African continent. That said, I would like to start my intervention by speaking about a relatively recent Zimbabwean movie titled Cook Off. I will then introduce two young Zimbabwean actresses who have reached international recognition. They are Sibongile Mlambo and Danai Jekesai Gurira. Let us start with Cook Off, which gained popularity thanks to it being the very first Zimbabwean film to be streamed on Netflix on June 2020. The movie won many awards at local and international film festivals. Cook Off is a Zimbabwean romantic comedy film that was released in the year 2017. The plot is set in a contemporary middle-class Harare. The main character, Anesu, gets pregnant at primary school and decides to become a single mother, after which she drops out of school to look after her son. Her life takes a turn when her son arranges for her to compete on a reality television cooking competition where she has to compete with real contenders and falls in love with Prince. Cook Off is the second Zimbabwean film to obtain international recognition after Neria, the 1993 movie based on Tsitsi Dangaremba's novel, considered the highest grossing film in Zimbabwean history. After this brief presentation of this particular movie that I invite you all to watch, I would like to move on by introducing Sibongile Mlambo and Danai Jekesai Gurira, two Zimbabwean actresses who, as I stated earlier, have reached well-deserved international recognition. Sibongile Mlambo, born in 1990, is a California-based Zimbabwean and South African through her mother, actress, dancer and model. Her name means "We are thankful" in Zulu. Mlambo left Zimbabwe in 2005 to continue her education in the United States. In 2011, Mlambo was working in South Africa and later moved back to the States. You should know that she also lived for a brief period in Spain. Mlambo made herself a name as a talented dancer and a coveted model. On the showbiz arena, she is known for her featuring roles in the 2018 TV series on Netflix called Lost in Space. The historical adventure Emmy Award-winning television series Black Sails and films Honey 3 and The Last Face. In 2017, she starred alongside Chadwick Boseman in Message from the King. She is also very well known for her role as Tamora Monroe on MTV series T Teen Wolf, and as the first African actress to play a mermaid role on US television on the Freeform television series Sirene. As for Danai Jekesai-Gurira, she is a Zimbabwean-American actress born in 1978, famous for starring as Michonne on the horror-drama television series The Walking Dead from 2012 to 2020, and as Okoye in the Marvel Cinematic Universe superhero films Black Panther, Avengers, Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame. Gurira was born in Grinnell, Iowa, where she lived until 1983 when she moved back with her family to Harare. She then returned to the United States to study. As a playwright, Gurira holds the accolade of being the first African female writer to have a play on Broadway and to highlight the perspective of African women to the theater world. She is the showrunner and executive producer of Americana, a miniseries for HBO Max, her own adaptation from the successful novel by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. In 2016, Gurira founded the nonprofit organization Love Our Girls, an awareness-building campaign aimed to drawing attention to the challenges that women are suffering all over the world. She is also co-founder of Almasi Arts, an organization committed with arts education in Zimbabwe, and which works to give access and opportunity to the African dramatic artist. Gurira was announced as well as UN Women Goodwill Ambassador in December 2018. On this very high note, I will finish my intervention. I hope you found interesting this most likely very contact with Zimbabwean contemporary cinema, and trust your curiosity has been awoken. I am happy to answer any questions you may have, and I thank you all for your attention.
Muchas gracias, señor Musarurua. Ha sido una charla muy interesante e informativa. Aprovecho para darle las gracias también por la organización e informar a los asistentes de que a las 8 de esta tarde se llevará a cabo la proyección de la película Cook-Off en la sala 3 de este mismo edificio. Por supuesto, están todos invitados, pero les rogamos nos notifiquen su intención de asistir. Y ahora, sin más, doy paso a una ronda de preguntas entre el público antes de proceder al descanso para nuestro café. Les recuerdo que las personas que desean fumar podrán hacerlo en 15 minutos en el patio exterior, al que pueden acceder por la puerta que tienen a mi derecha una vez finalizadas las preguntas. Muchas gracias a todos.